Ben, that was a stunning afternoon of cricket, and they say when you have the ball in your hand, it's difficult to get it off you, and you weren't prepared to let it go there, did it?
No, it was. You know, Collie was going to take me off the over before I got Gareth Batty out. But yeah, I just felt in one of their moods where everything was sort of clicking. You know, I was just running in the crease nice and easy, and it was coming out nicely, so I didn't really want to give the ball up, and you know, I felt in decent rhythm. So, as I said, it was just one of them days where everything was going well for me.
Yeah. Just after tea you came and you got Jason Roy. I could see you were warming up before tea, and I wondered if there was a plan, and it worked first ball.
Yeah, it wasn't a plan to bowl a sort of drag down leg stump ball from the glove it and be caught down the leg side, but yeah, I mean, you'll take wickets as they come, especially with J. Roy being on 96 and scoring 100 before, and you know, being an England player as well. So yeah, that was sort of the break that we needed to get into their middle order. And as you see, pressure tells in situations like that, batting last, trying to chase a total. And then, you know, fortunately myself, Graham, and Woody managed to bowl really well there and restrict them.
What was your view on things when he was on nine, Jason Roy?
Well, there was two noises. I did think he hit it. But, you know, it's one of them things where you've sort of got to be, oh, gosh, can't believe he didn't get given out. But you just got to forget about it and then try and get him later on. But, you know, credit to him, he played well, not only in the first innings but in that second innings as well. You know, he was a big wicket for us to get to make sure that we won that game. But yeah, as I say, you know, you get some and you don't get some.
You had your first spell after tea, then you came back on and you really put a decent spell of pressure together. I think it's 5.5 overs before you conceded a run, and that spell included a double wicket maiden as well.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much special I was trying to do, really. All I was trying to do was just try and bowl, you know, top of off stump and not drift onto the pads at all, because you know, we know that Ben Foulkes is a really strong player with the ball off his legs, so that was a danger for us as a bowling unit, and all we tried to do was just, you know, to try and dry it up as much as we could and put the pressure back onto them. And you know, when you start building pressure up, like I think me and Graham bowled 4 maidens in a row, and then we started getting wickets, so that was the one thing we tried to do, was just to try to build the pressure up. We didn't try too many different things because we knew that the wicket we're playing on would have offered us a lot.
Nice to actually secure safety here in the last home game of the season in front of your home supporters, particularly with it being Mark Stoneman and Scott Borthwick's last games at home for Durham as well.
Yeah, you know, we've still not ever been in the second division, so you know, that's a proud thing for us to, as players at the moment, to say. And you know, Collie mentioned that in our team chat after we won this game, that you know, it's an amazing effort, and obviously Rocky and Scotty got a mention there in the end as well. You know, they've been great servants to the club with everything they've done, not just the runs they've scored, but also the atmosphere that they've set for the rest of the lads coming into the team, and who's, you know, been constant features. So it's sad to see them go, but you know, no one's holding any grudges against them or anything like that. You know, we respect that, we respect their decision, and you know, obviously we know how well they've done for Durham, and we respect that their records that they've managed to do for Durham as well.
Now, you were probably still at school the last time Durham were in the second division, back in 2005. Next season will be their 12th season in the top flight, and you have signed a new contract with Durham as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to be playing, when you come back, and obviously when you're playing away with England, you want to be coming back to a strong team, and obviously we are a very, very strong team, with even with the likes of Rocky and Scotty leaving. You know, we've got you know, a strong academy system, as we always have had, so we'll have people coming in to fill the places of them, and to still be a Division One team is, you know, it's one of them things that we you know, hold with pride. And you know, it was an easy decision for me to sign a contract extension with Durham. You know, I love playing for Durham every time I come back, and I'm made available to do so. And you know, it's where my life is as well. So it was never a hard decision to make.
Finally, the squad for Bangladesh is announced tomorrow morning by England. It'd be lovely to see Keaton Jennings on that plane, wouldn't it, after the season he's had?
Obviously, you know, with Alex Hale saying that he's pulling out of the tour, they're looking for an opener, and he's done himself absolutely no harm, not just in this game, but throughout the whole season. I mean, nearly 1,600 runs as an opener, playing 80 of your games here as well, 700s, 200s, 200s, and in pressure situations as well, the amount of times he's got us out of trouble. You know, he's put his name in the hat, and he couldn't have done any more work to put his hand up. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if he's on the flight, he's fully deserved it.